Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Market Close Report for Monday, the 3rd of April. Well, a great way to kick off the holiday shortened week and brand new month for our market. The ASX 200 has now extended its winning streak to a sixth straight day for the first time since July and has rallied by roughly 4% over that period. So markets have started to grow more optimistic compared to where they were a couple of weeks ago when all the focus was on two US banks that collapsed. Now, we've also hit a three-week high in the process, but this week all eyes will be firmly on what happens with the Reserve Bank tomorrow. Now, what really helped our market lift today was also some strong gains coming through from US markets, which rose about 1.5%, and a softer update on US inflation was quite helpful. Now, the ASX 200 today rose 45 points or 0.6% to 7,223, and we had the broader All Ords lifting by a similar margin as well. As far as what we saw across the different sectors of our market today, just 10 of 11 improved, with only the materials under pressure down 0.7%. They were the standouts last week. The best today ended up being interest rate sensitive areas, tech, consumer discretionary and property, but energy companies were certainly the standouts, lifting by more than 2%. On the broader market today, these are some stocks that really received a lot of attention. Now, Woodside Energy rose 2.7%, again, mainly because of big gains in oil prices, especially this morning when we had a lift of 7%. That's because the 20 odd largest oil producing nations met this morning in a monthly meeting. This is the OPEC Plus organization, and essentially surprisingly decided to announce plans to reduce the amount of oil they'll be pumping into the market in May to support prices. So this really gave a very healthy boost to many of the energy players. ANZ and the other banks rose by around that 1% mark, which was helpful. And Lake Resources, which was last month's worst performer, was the best today, lifting 7.9%. It announced in a three-page announcement today that its lithium from a project in Argentina has been tested and returned 99.8% purity, which seemed to please the market. And also Liontown Resources, another lithium company, which almost doubled in share price last month and was easily the best performer, rose again. Now, it received a takeover offer last week, which is a reason for the recent rally. As far as the losers on our market go, the worst was financial platform company Netwealth, which fell 7.5% on an underwhelming quarterly update. The miners, as I said, stood out last week, lifting about 7%, quite an unusual improvement. So some profit taking there, but also a decline in iron ore and gold prices, not doing much for Fortescue, which fell about 2%, and also gold miners like Regis Resources fell 4.5%. So the more optimism creeps into markets, the more likely gold companies are to underwhelm a little. Also, shipbuilder Austal down about 3.5% today. Fraud investigations are continuing in the United States at the moment, which has hit the company. Now, looking forward, there is a lot to focus on in the days ahead, but tomorrow the Reserve Bank is going to hold a monthly interest rate meeting. And tomorrow afternoon, it could really go either way. Markets think it's either going to be rates lifting 0.25% or rates on hold after 10 consecutive rate hikes. So the reason why this is going to be the most closely watched meeting that we've had in about a year is because there's more than one option on the table. So 27 economists were surveyed by Bloomberg. 16 of them think that rates are on hold tomorrow. 11 think that we're probably going to get that small rate hike. So not only is that decision going to be critical tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Sydney time, but also what they flag for the future is going to be key as well. In addition to this, tonight there will be an update on manufacturing and construction work spending over in the United States. Tomorrow we've got Treasury Wine Estates that will be paying out a dividend. And this week we've got the Aussie market closed on Friday and next Monday for Easter, but also markets in New Zealand, Hong Kong and Europe will do the same. The US will shut, but only on Friday, and will come back online early next week. And also keep in mind that daylight saving has ended in Australia at the weekend, sadly for many, including me. But this also means that the US market will close an hour earlier than usual at 6 a.m. Sydney time rather than 7 from tomorrow morning. On that note, looking at currencies quickly, we had gains across most, with the Aussie sitting at 66.9 US. It strengthened though against the Kiwi, the Yen, the Sterling, and the Euro. And I hope you have a fantastic evening. We'll do this again tomorrow.